On this episode of Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking some Endless Color from Maplewood as we talk about our trips to Open Outcry, Half Acre, Spiteful, and then we try to figure out what Salamoth is doing with Run the Jewels and the City Water release. All that more on this episode. Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The Black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
Figured we continue our hoppy wheat ale.
You had
track.
A thought, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because we had Elite from Triptych last week.
Yeah.
It came up in a call. I was on a call earlier for the day job, and it came up that people are like storming down to Danville for the J&J shots.
Oh, really?
And nice. He was like, yeah, I know a bunch of people that did it. I'm thinking, hey, I know a guy that did the same thing and went to Triptych while he was down there.
I did it. Feeling good. I'm what, about 2 weeks now when this comes out? Yeah, it'll be over 2 weeks. So I'm good. I'm good to go.
Yeah, man. So.
But I figured continue this hoppy, this wheat ale thing because we're the old man podcast.
And yeah, old man beer pod right here.
Yeah, and this feels like if we're not drinking some Vienna pills or Vienna lagers. We gotta go wheat ale.
So I mean, you know, I don't hate it. Like, I'm on board with it. This is Endless Color from Maplewood.
All right, and we haven't had a Maplewood beer in a while, and when we do, it is either a hazy thing or some sort of dessert.
Yeah, I had some weird pancake thing from them recently.
Okay.
It was like pastry. It was a pastry ale.
That wasn't just the syrup. Didn't they have a syrup?
They do have a syrup.
Yeah.
They have barley syrup, and they have whiskey.
Okay.
No, this was a pastry.
A natural beer.
This was actually pastry ale. Yeah, not my jam. However, this is in their wheelhouse of shit that they do good right here.
Yeah,
so
it's just like a solid beer.
This is actually a Maplewood shirt.
Oh man, look at that! It's like we planned it, but we didn't.
The universe, man. The universe gets out of your way.
I didn't go there to pick that up. I picked this up at the corner store.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't, even though it's very close, and they're right over there by Ravinia, which we need to answer their email about going to.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
I didn't make it there and saw this at the store, and the can design is very pretty. I don't know. I had to go for it.
I'm all in. There's a Chicago Star in the middle, and I don't know how you would describe this, but I'm going to say Millennium Park-esque circular motion around the star. You know that big the big concert stage at Millennium Park, how it's got it looked like it says really aggressively wrapped steel circle.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my first stab at describing that.
It's nice. 5.9%. Feels like we're ushering in summer. That's what like wheat ales. I don't know. It feels like spring summer to me.
Back in the day it was like Sam Adams wheat ale, Grains of Paradise is what they call it. It was like the orange peel and the whatever fucking, whatever else they put in those things.
312, we got Oberon, we got Allagash White. Those are just like my springtime beers.
That's true. I think spring ales. I think wheat ales and Maibock are, you know, kind of like, the beer's never going to, there are beers that supersede any season. You drink them all year. But the seasonal aspect of beer is still one of my favorite components, so I'm glad we're discussing that.
Yeah. And this one, the Elite from Triptych, it was a little more aggressive, hoppy, and this feels, I don't know, lighter. Cleaner is not a good way to describe beer, but less flavorful, but in like a good way. Like,
yeah, there's hop aromatics, and there's light, there's faint hints of hop.
Yeah.
Flavors, but it's a lighter interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, It doesn't feel as dense on your when you sip it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that goes with the color palette of the can too.
Yeah.
Delicate.
This is a 6% beer, man. Yeah, yeah, but it's nice. It floats. Yeah.
So this week, I don't know, it was like old times. Nick and I were out and about. We didn't do any festivals or events, but we were at places getting our drink on.
You know, it's nice. You know, safety. I'm still, you know, I'm not super excited, but if it's right before they, right when they open or right when they close, I'll be there.
Okay.
Basically.
So peak hours are not your thing.
Yeah. I mean, what am I doing? No, I'm not going.
Okay.
But you know.
I don't care anymore.
Brad's all in now, you know. So, where should we start?
Let's start with your open outcry.
Okay, so I got Southside roots. I went to go visit my mom, and I'm like, well, where do I go before I go to my mom's? And open outcry popped up because they have a rooftop. So I ended up at open outcry, man.
Oh, but rooftop was not open yet, right?
No, the open outcry rooftop was not open. So they got they did that cool thing with the domes where you know, the winter domes, but the construction crew that they hired to remove the domes hasn't come and moved the domes yet.
Okay.
And they don't want to seat people with the domes, so the roof's not open. But they also have the cool, you know, kind of garage door seating. So I just bellied up to the bar and said, hey, I'm going to have a round and some cheese curds, and then I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
Okay. So they were letting you sit at the bar?
Yeah. So, okay. You know.
I know some places aren't letting people sit at the bar or do bar service.
So like the Metro. Yeah. Metro for the SIPE thing, the SIPE launch on April 4th. Probably March 4th. There was no bar service at Metro. Yeah. So, but the bar, when you look at the seating chart and you see people hanging out by the window, you're like, dude, the bar is less active.
Yeah, okay.
So, there's for sure 6 feet at this bar. I don't know about these fucking seats by the window.
Yeah. Okay, makes sense.
So,
and were they serving food? Did they have their food truck going?
Yeah. Who were we talking to about food at places just now? Oh, but yeah, but food is still weird because you have to buy food separate on a separate tab than from the bar. Which is, you know, when you're first starting out, that's cool. But, I mean, a couple years, though, you know.
Now it's got to just be on the app, right?
I mean,
Can you just scan their little QR code?
You can,
and order
but you got to go over there and do it.
Oh.
You know, so. So, yeah, cheese curds. Fantastic cheese curds. And I got Will Turner. It's called Turner's ESP.
Okay.
So when you see that, you're like, oh, Nitro. Yeah. So I'm like, well, you know.
Nitro beer is like.
Well, give me that.
Yeah.
You know. And it's the prettiest, as pretty as it can be, you know, just, you know, 4.5% fruity.
True old man beer.
Hoppy, you know, old man dad beer, a certified fucking pint of beer here. But, you know, it was
Come
great.
On, where's the marshmallow?
It was fantastic, man. And then I had a sample of, you know, we've been flooding the table with tons of cans and bottles and shit lately. There's a open outcry. They had a bear market and then a barrel-aged bear market, which is their barley wine, barrel-aged barley wine.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you, man, I had a pour of this, and, dude, it was like, you remember the Around the Bend barley wine we had? It was delicious, but it was, like, really big and almost kind of violently boozy, right? That's like 12 or 13%.
Not the Proxim, that one?
I forget the name, but it was a two-pack tall boys
from
Around the Bend. It was just a very American barley wine.
Yeah.
But this, man, it's just got some really nice flavors that all just kind of meld together, you know, and, you know, it's really nice. So
that's cool. Did you try the barrel-aged and unbarrel-aged when you got the sample or just the barrel?
No. So even though it says Bear Market, it says Bear Market on the bottle, and then on the menu it says Barrel-Aged Bear Market. But then when you get it to go, the one in the bottle is just a barrel-aged version. It just doesn't say that. So it was just barrel-aged. I only tried the barrel-aged one.
Oh, okay.
That'd have been cool to go back-to-back.
To see how they both taste, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the booze is kind of underneath those toffee and date notes of the barley wine, as opposed to the booze, in some cases, in Three Floors case, there's hops, then booze, then toffee and dates. And in other people's case, the booze is up top, and then those other nuanced things are lower. But this kind of leads with those really fun, sweet flavors. So that's why I dug it.
Cool.
So,
Oh, nice. Whew. And you saw Will Turner, was he there? Did you talk to him?
I saw, you know, one of the 10 greatest active brewers of all time, Mr. Will Turner. Okay. I saw him floating around, you know, fucking doing
being
his thing.
Active.
You know, checking out the Bright Tank, running to the brew house. You know, he's got his mask on. You know, he dresses, man, a hoodie with the shorts and the long-ass socks.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know, he's doing his thing.
That's cool.
So, yeah. But that was fun. It was fun just to have a nice pint. And then, because honestly, man, before he got there, the beers were for sure noticeably different.
Yeah.
And so to see the transition is, like, really is notable, and then it's also fun.
And now, what, 2 years he's been there?
Yeah, I think this was probably year two.
Yeah, so last year, the one-year anniversary of Will Turner, probably, you know, a little understated, and now everything's flowing. I'm sure he's got full direction of everything that's happening now there, and kind of whatever, maybe got rid of some stuff during COVID that was like, yeah, I don't want to make that
kind
of thing.
So, and then, yeah, I like the Will Turner. I think one of Brad's posts on the Beer Pass page was, you know, like the top 10 brewers in the city. And then Will Turner, longest tenured Goose Island Clybourne brewer, head brewer, longtime head brewer at the Brew Pub for Revolution.
Yeah.
And then, you know, several Fobab and JABF wins there. And then just kind of comes over here because he was a Southsider the whole time, probably.
He still is, yeah.
Yeah. And then, so, you know, does reinvents himself, comes over to Open Outcry to take over the reins at their program, a super young program, compared to the places he's been. So just fun to just kind of follow him to this chapter is kind of cool.
Isn't Open Outcry opening the spot like across the street?
Yeah, I feel like that was the talk. I get to Open Outcry, in general, I get to most places in the city like once a year, right?
Yeah.
I think last year when I went, that was a conversation. I think they have the space next door.
The Chinese restaurant? That's across the street.
Across the street. Space next door they got to expand the brew house, and then across the street where the parking lot with the Chinese joint and the laundromat and all that shit.
Could be theirs.
Right. I feel like that's going to be like, you know, hotel action, or maybe
that's some like Greenbush style.
Is that how it is up there?
Well, yeah, because they have their like main restaurant, then across the street they basically have a park and like another, I don't know, tap room kind of thing, and you can like sometimes they've got grills out there making food, and you get beer there, you can get beer over at the other place, and just sort of like it's the Greenbush block.
Yeah, I dig that. It kind of feels like I think there was like a bid for one of those slots in the
strip mall
across the street. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm on the show. I'm doing this thing with my hands like we're playing charades. But yeah.
Nice. So that's a pretty good stop, man. We're down south, we're on the south side. And,
you know, it's there's so many breweries in the city, and even the ones you like, you never really get to.
Yeah.
Like I think for me, Pipeworks is one I never get to that I really like. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's a lot of people on that list that are in the city proper that I like and I never go to. So it was fun to knock one of those off.
Okay.
You know.
I went to one that we go to and drink often, and then one we wish we went to more. So I did the two stop at Half Acre Balmoral and Spiteful.
Right on. What neighborhood is that? I think the name of the neighborhood is...
Is it Balmoral?
Okay. It is Balmoral, yeah.
I think so.
That's the street or the neighborhood. It's a weird neighborhood. They put it on the map because no one went to this neighborhood
before. Well, it like butts up to the cemetery, and it's like it's like in between or on the edge of Andersonville and Lincoln Square. Mm-hmm. So they like sort of, I don't know, it's like stuck in there.
Yeah.
But I went there Thursday around 5 o'clock, reserved a table. You can do 2 hours of drinking for a table. They gave us a warning, but they shut down at 7. So it was sort of like, hey, you have 2 hours, but we're closing. We're not really like kicking you out right away. It's last call. Like, just come on, get out of here.
They were one of the last big names to have on-premise drinking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, because you could have it for a while now, but they were closed for a long time.
Right. And so they just have their beer garden open. I think there was some people drinking inside, or they have it set up a little bit because you can buy beer to go inside, but maybe they're not letting you hang out in there and drink yet. No food really yet. They have like a packaged cheese thing and like baguettes and like weird kind of things like that, but not
We got some artisanal crackers here.
Basically, yeah. With some here's your craft singles.
Artisanal packaged cheese slices.
Yeah, and some grapes we'll throw in there too. So they don't really have food yet, which is kind of a bummer, but you got 2 hours that you're supposed to be in and out. So I don't know. You got to eat beforehand or afterwards.
Yeah.
But I had their Axel, and it was like a hoppy pale ale. Super nice beer. I almost got a 4-pack of cans, but my beer pile is piling up. So I need to get through that. So
I hear you.
I had that, and then I had I'm blanking on the other one. I had Tome.
Okay. I was like, maybe it's on the IGs.
Yeah, so, you know, I thought about getting a Bodam.
Bodam.
Or like a Daisy Cutter, but I wanted a draft beer because those two were in cans. And I didn't want to ruin my memory of those two beers.
Fair.
Like, this is like new drinking. So I got to have new experiences here. I don't need to be like, oh, that Daisy Cutter wasn't as good as Daisy Cutters before COVID kind of thing. So,
like, oh, that's it for Daisy Cutter. It's not who she was.
Right.
I tell you, Half Acre in general, you know, this is the unofficial, official Half Acre podcast. You know, we drink a lot of Half Acre.
We got something right here.
Oh, shit, yeah. We got the Half Acre collab with the Vale. But they're one of the reasons why we don't really drink out-of-town beers. Is because, you know, whether it's the pub or whether it's in packaging, every fucking week, you know, fresh, local, delicious, hoppy options. All
right.
It's hard to top that in all of beer, you know.
And they have good, like, sour or, like, funky beers that I, like, don't even mess with because I have too many other things. I'm like, I don't know, I think they're good. I just don't get to them.
So.
That's, like, a weird thing. So that was, it was, there was four of us at a table. They do max tables of six because that's kind of everywhere right now. It was nice. Like, everyone's sort of like, we had the table, but everyone sort of was like a little more reserved and back in there, like pushed back from the table a little bit. I think that's just everyone being a little on edge.
Getting back to normal, not at all the way at normal.
Right. And not like, and it wasn't busy, so you could talk a little louder. You didn't have to get close to talk, so everyone's, like, a little more laxed and staying farther back. But it was good. And then once they closed, Spiteful's open till 8. You know, just like beguile dovetail kind of thing. Like, we got one more hour on you. I don't know. I honestly don't know what the times are. Like, the rules are in place. Like, why 7 o'clock for Half Acre and why 8 o'clock? I thought we were back to midnight, like cutoffs.
Yeah, it's something it's changing a lot, first of all. But then I remember something about stores being open later, and I just assumed it was across the board. Stores later, midnight or whatever for stores, and then, you know, 8, 9 for bars. I thought we were back to that.
Yeah, but so 8 o'clock, Spiteful's open till, so we were able to get over there for one more beer. They have picnic tables in their alley on the side.
Okay.
But
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah, they're new for now. But they have huge garage door windows. So we were sitting inside. There were six of us at a table. We were much closer than I have been to six people in, I don't know, in a long time. So I don't know. That was good. You got to wear the mask when the server comes. So whenever someone catches a glimpse of the server coming back to, like, take orders, like, they wait. Everyone has to put their mask on, and then you can order or drop off beer. So
that's good, though.
So they're being pretty safe about it. I had their Molly IPA, and they brewed it for Lottie's.
The bar?
Yeah, I guess, like, some sort of Chicago Fire thing and Lottie's, because I think Lottie's is in the show Chicago Fire.
I do know Lottie's Wicker, it's like Wicker Park.
Yeah.
It's like one of those bars that's like on a side street or some weird shit.
So they Spiteful brewed this beer for them.
Okay.
And so it was tasty. It was like a light IPA.
That's cool that they are, the Half Acre is the bigger operation. Spiteful's next door, so Half Acre's like, we're going to close early. And if you still feel the vibe, then just go next door.
Yeah.
It's kind of what Goose does. Like, it's like, listen, we're closing before all our friends. So you come here and, you know, you get your BCS or whatever the fuck.
But go check them out. Don't run out of here so fast.
Right. The scene is important. So go to the next closest thing to us. That's cool.
Yeah. No food at Spiteful. You could order food beforehand. I don't know if you can order food now or what sort of rules are in place there. But
well, they're practically in a neighborhood. So you got to do what you got to do. We shot the latest beer pass open.
Yeah, we shot a bunch of it there.
Shot all of that there. That was cool. We've done a podcast in the brewery at Spiteful. So Spiteful, I think, is, you know, it's a fun romp for sure. Every time I go, I have a great time.
And then if you're at Half Acre, and like we said, they got these hoppy pale ales, IPAs, and mixed culture beers. Spiteful's got those lagers. If you want something a little lighter, or maybe funky with the porter mixes or things like that, they have those. They're not the same beers. They're not very much overlap with their stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Where Half Acre is off into their own universe. Spiteful is driving like straightforward, no frills. Fucking, like, their wheat wine's really cool.
Yeah.
And then their barrel aged Caliente Stout is really cool. I tell you, man, one year for Josh, what's his name? Josh Segoe, who we've had on the show. Mm-hmm. He threw a party. His New Year's Eve party, New Year's Eve, was at the Ravenswood Corridor. And, you know, I got there early, so I was looking for the exit before midnight one year.
Okay.
And I slid out, and I hung out. You know, I think I hung out with the Spiteful guys till like 1 in the morning.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
One year, because it's like it wasn't that far. So just hung out in the brew house and just fucking drank. Because I just really dig their space and I really dig them.
Yeah, they're cool guys and girls too.
Oh, yeah, Claudia's there.
Claudia's there. Yeah. So cool people. So I don't know. It was like actual bar hoppy. That was,
I mean,
it was, you know, weird and felt good. Like on a weekday, I don't know. It was like, oh, this is like old times. This is what we do. I'm tired.
Right? Like, we didn't have to stretch to discuss what we didn't have to just stretch for topics.
Oh, yeah.
This week, you know, we actually had stuff to
say. Places, yeah.
Yeah. So that was cool.
Yeah, it's exciting to see what these spots are doing as they.
I'm opening another one of these, man.
Yeah, go for it. As we get rolling, as we open up more, I'm sure a Half Acre will start to do a little more indoor seating. I don't know what they're doing with their food, because they did have Big Star was taking over food operations.
That's right. That was a thing, what, a year ago.
Yeah, so maybe they're waiting to kick that back off. Who knows?
What's going on at Lincoln Square?
I think you can still do burrito wrap things to go. I'm sure they're doing food inside. Actually, I don't know. But I've only ever gone there to pick beer up. So I think we've had burritos delivered before, like Caviar or Grubhub. So
it's interesting. Half Acre does a lot of stuff, right? Well, I'm not gonna say they're a bread shop, but I think they had a pastry shop to go.
Right.
And I don't know if it was in house or they had someone come.
It was in house.
So they had a pastry shop to go, and then they, but they took a lot of pride in in their menu. Like, they made a lot of scratch items, and they made it a point to talk about that.
So offload it to Big Star is weird.
It was a very strong pivot, it sounded
like.
Maybe
they just needed more room for their wood shop.
No, and they make wood.
Thanks.
They make wood.
It's hard to make the wood. You got to grow the tree. It really takes a long time to make wood.
I mean, they're making wood, so they're like, what should we do, make wood or make food? But they make so much wood that... They make so much wood that they have, like, a ton of clients for, you know, they make tap handles for, like, 40 local breweries.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. Like, when you go to the Half Acre Build site, you can see all the breweries they make handles for, and you're like, oh, shit, you guys are...
That's nuts. And theirs is a square.
Yeah.
Like, their tap, they do all this, like, woodwork.
And they probably, like, you know, they give it a coat.
Good shellacking.
It's a square with a shellac. That's a fun word, shellac. Yeah. Yeah, they focus on making wood, so not as much focus on the food.
Weird thing.
What was I gonna say, man? That was the last one of the last cool things I did was our fucking our two-step from Oak Park to Half Acres Big North.
Yeah.
And you know, they had the last time I saw Phil McFarlane, it was a bocce night at Half Acre on the patio. So I miss Half Acre.
Yeah.
I miss Balmoral. Balmoral drinking space outside is very fucking fun.
Yeah, it's nice. It's cool. That does it for our like actual stops this week. I don't think we have any events. I haven't seen any pop up at the moment. But we do have a Run the Jewels Solemn Oath collaboration.
Man.
Well, really City Water.
It's Run the Jewels. Yeah.
Possibly called Run the Bubbles. I don't. That was a link name that they had up.
The juice is worth the squeeze. This is a 420 release.
Yeah. So what's that?
Surprise!
Next
surprise!
Week and a half, right?
Yeah. And what do we know about this, man? All I see is a release date and this super cool logo, which I really need this in my life.
Yeah, I think it's going to get...
Oh, man, look at that.
Yeah, I don't know, we might have to, like, go out there and pick up merch.
You know, and especially if... when is Logan? They're going to do this at Logan? Because that'd be perfect.
I don't think so.
Fuck. All right. Just kill my dreams.
So, yeah.
So, what, in Naperville then, right?
Yeah, we might have to go out there to pick up some cool swag because it will be a citywide release... But it's going to be released at the brewery, so I don't know. This could be like a fun event, party thing to check out.
April 20th is a Tuesday, man. I got nothing.
We'll table it. We'll table. I might be going out there.
I got nothing. All I need is if there's t-shirts there for this with the logo.
Yeah, that's a pretty.
Let's go.
I don't know. I feel like. They could possibly be there, right? That's like a release for them, right?
There are very few deets on the socials about this release. So I'm very curious and excited.
That's why I feel like they don't want to tell too much because they can't really have a party, right?
That's true. You can't.
So you got to keep it like real hush hush.
And then just have the party.
Just have it and be like, oh, yeah, they're here.
Yeah.
But like, that might not be.
Like, you should have been here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have been here. You should have known we might do this.
Right.
That's, because what was the last, we talked about this, a couple of their releases have been like, you know, kind of nationwide. Everybody does their version of the RTJ thing for a release. So, but I haven't seen anything else from any other brewery about a seltzer, right? The City Water is a seltzer series, right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything.
Seltzer company.
City Water is a seltzer company. I haven't seen any other seltzer companies say we're doing this.
Right.
So this is, I'm very intrigued here.
And I don't know, we haven't seen City Water do like a CBD seltzer yet, where someone like Mars, they have CBD seltzer. So maybe there's a CBD version of this, because that would make sense too.
You know, it's healing. It's for the soul. Only time you can put THC in an alcohol product is if you're in Cali, I think. Because that's what Pabst did.
Okay.
But it was Cali only.
But you can sell the beverage and you can sell the liquid.
Tonic or whatever it's called.
Right.
Oil.
Separate. And you can tell someone how to blend it.
Yeah.
So there's that.
And have a party with ITJ, RTJ and just not say anything. Just only talk about the seltzer.
Uh-huh. Spreading rumors. We're just rumors now. And then we talked last week. It was opening day, but today, as we're recording this, the Sox are playing here. We got our Comiskey can.
Yeah, it looks good. It's the best looking can. We're never gonna open.
The outside is great. The inside leaves something to
desire. It's great on the outside. Gaminsky from Noon Whistle. They had a Gums Gaminsky. What was the other one called? The Cubby one. The Cubby one had
Gummy Bear.
What'd you say?
Gummy Bear.
Gummy Bear and Gaminsky from Noon Whistle. Sox are up for nothing as we record this first game. First game on the South Side, man.
Cool. I don't know. We got anything else?
I don't know, man. I think that's it, man.
That's it, yeah. So we continue up with the reels on IG. You should be checking those out. and we got photos going up all the time, especially as we're hitting up some new places. I was with family on Easter, so my uncle had some beers, had that more blackberry cobbler that I posted. It was a blackberry or blueberry.
Yeah.
That was pretty nice.
You like that?
I don't know, yeah.
I know nothing. I'm curious.
I know. I had to post a picture because, like, we don't really post more pictures. We post a lot of That's phase three, but never more.
No more.
No more.
cheers to the Village Tap. I had the coconut version of the Goose phase three beer.
Okay.
It was on tap there.
Oh, cool.
So I did that. That's all I did. Yeah.
Cool. All right, then we're going to get out of here. I think we might open this Half Acre Vale collaboration, see what that's all about. We got some open outcry. Oh, got some fun stuff. Nick, when people find you, get in touch.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass, Twitter, Instagram. All the episodes are getting posted there. We got those beer reviews on YouTube. And we'll be back with another episode soon. Take care.
Cheers.